Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I want to thank Paul Mackey for stepping in for me last time. I am retired and I do travel a little bit now. So occasionally I'm going to bring on Paul and Phil McCoy. I heard two very good, knowledgeable people about the living clay. And I'll have them join me as guests or sub for me when I have a trip planned somewhere, and I thank you for your kindness to them, and I wouldn't leave them in your hand if I didn't think they were very capable. So next month on the, let me see, in October, I think it's the 20th, no, the 6th, Phil McCoy will join me, and he will kind of help answer questions, and you can get to know him and feel comfortable with him. That's my goal. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful day today, and I'm looking forward to answering your questions. I want to thank those of you who have gone in and contributed to supporting this telecast, and it means a great deal for me. We haven't reached the monthly amount yet. However, every little bit is so appreciated, and it helps a lot, so thank you. In addition, I wanted to ask your prayers. My grandson called me last night and asked if he could go to church with me Sunday. Usually he resists going and acts like he doesn't want to go, but he's been listening, and we say prayers at night together. And he called to say he wanted to go because he has a friend who has 6 tumors, and one of them is pressing on his optical nerve, and he may go blind. He said, I don't know a lot about it. He said something, they're not the type of tumors that kill you, but this one is may cause blindness. And I don't know the details of it, but he wanted to go to church and put his friend on the prayer list. He's gone with me and heard the preacher mentioning people in the congregation paying for him. And I was so touched by it. You know, you think they're not listening and not picking up on things. And I kind of have to, when he spends a night with me, he knows he's going to go to church. And, of course, he moans and groans about getting up and going. But he is listening and hearing, and he has the compassion and desire to want people to pray for his friend. His friend's name is Ahmad. And so I'm going to ask you all to put him on your prayer list as well. So thank you for that in advance, and I will keep you posted on Ahmad. Okay, let's see what questions we have today. Tony Ramirez, Jr. in Kansas City. I have sciatica and lower back pain. Tried the chiropractor with little relief. Would clay poultices bring relief? Apply other way that clay... Apply nightly. Any other way that clay can be administered? Well, it definitely helped with me... Tony, I pinched a sciatic nerve riding in a golf cart across a bumpy pasture and putting all my weight on a leg that I'd broken years before, and that hip gets out of joint. And by the time I got to the house, I was hopping. I wasn't even limping. And I took a hot clay bath. I think if you combine the poultice with clay baths, mine was gone in 4 days. The next morning I woke up and I wasn't in pain. And I got up, and when I took a step and put all my weight on my right leg, I could feel a little tinge of pain. So as long as I had that little tinge of pain, I would do continue the poultices and the clay. I'd have a poultice day and night with the Preston seal to hold it in place so I could wear it under my clothes. And then in the evening, I would take a clay bath before I went to bed. And in 4 days, it was completely gone. And I'm like you. I tried chiropractor, and this was before I knew about clay. I had a pinched sciatic nerve, and I tried chiropractor, and I tried therapy. And it took 3 months, and I actually think the therapy aggravated it. I would come home hurting more than when I went. The stretching exercise they gave didn't seem to help. But, yes, I think if you add the clay bath to that, you'll find your relief process speeds a little faster. my friend Mary Law in Winfield. It seems that the average bentonite clay protocol is a weekly clay bath, applying a cake clay mask or poultice, and drinking 2 ounces of liquid clay 2 to 3 times a day. However, sometimes that doesn't get the results we want, so we would like your advice to be to someone who is just using the average protocol and not satisfied with the results. Well, clay doesn't work on everything, but it works on just a whole lot. There are a few people that are very, very sensitive to clay and may break out in a rash or something, and they have to start in very, very small amounts and gradually build up. And if you see that the clay isn't working within a week or two of doing these protocols, you either need to be more aggressive, increase the amount of clay you're taking. You can take a clay bath every night or twice a week. It doesn't matter. Just is what you need to bring you relief. And you can drink up to 8 ounces of the liquid clay 3 times a day. We have a person who did that with remarkable healing and results and to her gut. And all that's on the website under the testimonials. If you go there and look at them, you'll see a lot of testimonials. And the people will show you by their testimonials how they use the clay and what results. But if doing all of that and you're not experiencing the results, then I would say the clay is not helping for that, and maybe you ought to try something else. Generally, you know within a week that you feel a difference, you feel improvement. Most of the time, it's very short, limited, like on a burn or a rash. You put it on and it just stops eating immediately. We were playing cards with some friends the other day, and one lady kept scratching her hand, and the lady next to her said, "If you don't quit scratching your hand, you're going to have a bloody place." And she said, "Well, it itches, a mosquito bit me." So she walked in the other room, got the clay, and put it on, and she just rubbed it on there. It wasn't a minute later, she said, "It's already stopped itching." So that's how quickly it can work, or it may take 3 or 4 days to kick in, depending on what you have. But if you're not feeling some kind of sensation or change or progress within a week, then I would go to something else. And thank you for that question. Ken Cougar in Mountain View, how do you use for aging cats and dogs, please? You give them either the clay mask or pour about 1 ounce of the liquid over their food. The same friend has this old lethargic dog that just can't get around. He just walks like every step hurts his feet, and he lays down and he has a hard time getting up and getting around. And I asked her, I said, "Will you please give that dog some clay?" And she started giving it to him in his food, and she said, "I poured over his food, and you know, all of that in the bottom of the bowl, he licks the bowl clean and gets every bit of it." And said in 3 days, I asked her how the dog was doing, and she said, "Well, I think he's doing a whole lot better." Said, "I let him outside today to go to the bathroom, and he started chasing a squirrel." So, yes, for aging cats and dogs, it's excellent. It helps take the pain out of their joints. It gives them more energy, and they feel better. It's noticeably, we've had old cats. People have told me they have given their elderly cats who just sleep all the time, and they start acting like frisky kittens. So, you know, put some in their food. If it's a large dog, you may need 2 ounces of the liquid. If the liquid doesn't work, take a spoonful of the clay mask and stir it in with their food. Just get it in them. It's also good for hot spots on dogs. Dogs that are itching, you can take them outside and put a little clay on their coat and rub it in, but cover your nose. You don't want to breathe in the dusty powder. But any wounds, put the clay on there. If you have a dog that looks like, or a cat that looks like they've got food poisoning, vomiting, or diarrhea, definitely give them some clay. I love pet lovers. We have a lady the other day that puts it out for her chickens, and she said, now she mix it with a little grit so they eat it, But she said they take, you know how a bird will take a bath in some dirt? So they bathe in it, and it keeps them from the chicken mites off of them. So there's another way to use it for pets. Judy in Mason, Ohio. Understanding the time of separating drinking the clay an hour from prescription medications, but do we also need to separate drinking the clay from our supplements or separate drinking the clay from eating meals? The only thing you need to worry about is your prescription medicines, and if you'll call your pharmacy and ask him what particular medicine you're taking and how long the absorption rate is, he will tell you, and then it will be safe to take it after that because the clay doesn't pass through the colon wall into the bloodstream. So, no, it doesn't bother the supplements. It doesn't bother a lot of medicines, or I'd have more grandchildren, because my daughter takes it, and she takes a birth control pill. And it doesn't bother me. In fact, sometimes it's good to take it before a meal or after a meal, particularly if you're eating foods that may not be organically grown and you're worried about them having pesticides and things. The chewing is going to release those toxins, so if you drink a little before you eat, it's going to be there to absorb the toxins. On doing a cleanse, they recommend doing it on an empty stomach so it can really cleanse the colon, but after you do your cleanse any time of day, and if it makes you a little nauseous after a cleanse, one or two people have said that, most people it doesn't bother them, then, you know, go ahead and take it with the meal. Very good questions. Thank you. Carla in Pittsburgh, PA. I recently purchased a 64-ounce living clay. What general directions do you recommend for taking the clay? The question runs off the page. How much to take daily? What time of day is best, with or without food? Take all at once or several times a day? My husband and I are just doing once a day right now, a teaspoon of clay with 2 ounces of water. Okay, that's the right ratio. Let me tell you, okay, you've got the 64-ounce container of the liquid. You said you 64-ounce living clay. You have the dry powder because they don't make the liquid in it in a 64-ounce. So I'm going to recommend that you get a blender. You put in 2 cups of water, a half a cup of clay, and 2 more cups of water, and blend it on high for 30 seconds and pour it into a quart jar. So every 2 ounces, you will have a teaspoon of clay in that. That's the 1-to-8 ratio. And you don't have to mix it every day. If you mix it, you need to shake it and not stir it because clay tends to lump. So that's why I like doing it in the blender. You get a very smooth, creamy texture. And you can just go by and, you know, it depends on what you're dealing with. If you just want first taking it, you may start with, generally I recommend 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for a cleanse. It depends on how much you think you need a cleanse. 2 ounces twice a day may be enough. And, you know, if you have serious gut issues, candida or something like that, we tell you to be really aggressive. Start with 2 ounces and gradually each day add another ounce and build up till you're taking it, you know, you can take as 4 ounces. 4 ounces is as much as I've ever taken just to see, and I didn't notice any change in the 2 ounces, but I've been taking it for 20 years, so I'm pretty, my body is adjusted to about 2 ounces a couple of times a day. And sometimes 1 times a day does it if you have something like acid reflux. But if you've got candida, leaky gut, or gut issues, you're going to need to be more aggressive. And I'm going to say at least 4 ounces. You can take 6 to 8 ounces. The only thing to worry about is 20% of the people who take it will have constipation, 80% will notice they have 3 good regular bowel movements a day. And it depends on your gut flora, how you fall into that, and your eating habits. So if you get constipated, just take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. And I always recommend the over-the-counter magnesium oxide tablets. They're 250 milligrams, and you can cut them in half if one is too much, but they'll help regulate you and go to the bathroom. If you're just doing general maintenance, 1 to 2 ounces twice a day. I still like twice a day, some morning and night. Maybe 1 ounce in the morning and 1 ounce at night. But if you have something wrong with you, and when you're drinking the clay, even though you think you don't need it, people will notice you have a glow about your skin. That's one of the compliments that comes in, and you'll notice that you're not stiff and achy like you used to be if you're old enough to be stiff and achy. So there are always beneficial side effects. One lady was taking it and noticed her bunion was shrinking. Another lady was taking it for other reasons and noticed her hammer toes were beginning to straighten out a little bit. So you never know how it works on the whole body. So don't be afraid to take more clay. I guess that's what I need to say. Thank you, Carla. Okay, Judy in Mason, Ohio. What is the reason for drinking a lot of water while taking bentonite clay internally? Does water help with efficacy or not? Enough water causes constipation, which would be good for Crohn's folk. Crohn folks need to take a lot of clay, and the water is to help flush out the toxins the clay releases. You don't want to take drink a whole glass of water immediately after taking the clay. You want it to coat your colon, particularly for Crohn's. The lady I was mentioning who was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day, Crohn's disease, she had leaky gut, she had ulcerative colitis, and they were threatening to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life, and she's 46 years old. She started drinking the 8 ounces, and all of that cleared up. And one doctor was amazed. She said, "I know what Crohn's disease looked like, and you had it, and there's no sign of it now. All of your problems have cleared up." So, some people think drinking more water is going to help them with constipation. I think diet mostly affects your constipation level. I know if I eat spinach or apples, I have the tendency to go more freely. So some of us eat a lot of sandwiches and bread. And a lot of people believe drinking more water is going to help with the constipation, and it may somewhat. But I find for me, I'm one of those that need the magnesium tablets. But constipation has been a lifelong problem for me, so I've probably gotten to the point where my peristalsal muscles aren't working to do the elimination as much, so I need something to soften it up. So I hope that helps answer that. Ellen Sullivan in Hickley. Does this work for heavy metals? On a high score of 5, I am a 50. Doctor suggested DMSA 3 days on, 11 days off for 3 to 6 months. I have the MTFR gene mutation, so I have an issue with methylation and detoxing. Will the living clay work for this, and how much do you take and for how long? Yes, but you need to take the clay baths as well as drinking the clay. We've had a child with 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. His dad started giving him the clay baths twice a week and was giving him a tablespoon, because he was so small, of the liquid clay daily. And in 3 months, he went back to the doctors, and there was no sign of the lead in his body. There have been some tests that it works better than the DMSA and quicker and more effectively and safer as well. I would definitely be taking the clay baths. You can take them more than, you know, the standard rule was 2 baths a week for 3 months. I don't know if you took a clay bath every night or every other night, if it would speed the process. You have to get retested to check, recheck. We've had quite a few people with different levels of heavy metals that do the clay baths at least twice a week, and it's definitely lowered or removed them. So I recommend a 1-cup clay bath if you think it's very, very high. I'm not sure if you're saying I am, if 50 is your score or if you're 50 years old. If 50 is your score, I'd take a bath every other night. You can use 2 cups of clay if you want to. Mix it in a blender where all the lumps are gone, and it'll be very smooth for your bath. I would put a couple of cups of water, maybe 3 cups of water in, add 1 cup or 1.5 cups or up to 2 cups of clay, and then fill it to about 1 inch of the top with water. You kind of want to sandwich the clay between the water so it doesn't splatter up on the inside of your blender. And start it off slow and blend it for 30 seconds. Start your warm bath, pretty warm bath, maybe a little more than warm. Pour the clay in there and rinse your blender out real well and get all the clay out of it. And be sure and wash your blender blades before you get in the bath. Get in the bathtub, soak. I get a towel behind my neck and scoot down in the tub where most of my body and my lymph glands are under the water. And I take a cup and I keep circulating the clay and pouring it over my chest. So I'm getting everything pretty well done. And you can stay in the clay bath. If you get it real hot, they recommend staying in no more than 15 to 20 minutes, because a really, really hot bath that maintains the temperature is like being in a hot tub, and it might make you woozy and weak feeling. But, you know, if you're not having a scalding hot bath, you can stay in there longer. Or take some water or one of these sports drinks to rehydrate, because if it's hot enough, you're going to be sweating too. Of course, this opens the pores, and the clay just literally pulls the toxins out through the pores of your skin. If it's not real, real hot, and you're not scalding yourself, you can stay in there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, as long as you want. If it's pretty hot, you don't want to stay in there. If you're maintaining the heat, you don't want to stay in there that long. You may pass out in the bathtub. So take the water with you, a cold wash rag or something to put over your forehead if you have a hot bath. I think a warm bath opens the pores just as well as a really, really hot bath. But everybody has their own preference. Pamela in Lancaster, California. Hi, Pamela. Pamela comes on frequently. Might hydrated clay help heat rash? I didn't see it in the book. Haven't checked online testimonials. I've had it under my hiking socks, and last week a spot right over from hiking in hot, humid weather, and I was spotting. Yes, I would put, you know, at night when you get through with your hot hiking, wash your feet off and rub some clay all over your feet, between your toes and all over the areas where the rash may occur. You may want to put a thick coat on and wrap your feet in some saran wrap. Put a sock on and sleep with it on. Generally, it clears it up pretty good if you can put it on it. Prop your feet up and let it dry. And you might put some a little clay powder in your socks when you go hiking, so you kind of dust it around inside your socks, so you have a little sprinkling of clay powder inside your socks in this hot, humid weather. That's a good question. Thank you. All right, good questions today. Alma in Baton Rouge, re-osteoporosis. Have you had any testimonials regarding Clay's improvement of bone density? Yes, I'm pretty much a living testimonial to that. I was using the clay inside my gums and teeth, and I brushed my teeth with it. And the last checkup I went to the dentist, he said, you have very good bone density. You ought to keep your teeth till you're 102. And I contribute that to the clay. I do know that if you have a broken bone and you can keep the clay over the break, you know, like the hydrated clay and wrap it in something. Some people have maybe a splint on instead of a cast and they can get to it. I've even heard if you put a bag of the dry powder clay over the cast that it will speed the healing of the bone. I don't know if that's true. I do have two people I know of. One I firsthand administered the clay to a broken wrist, and he was in his 70s. And in a couple of weeks' time, the doctor said he could go back to doing whatever he was doing before. And generally it takes, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to heal a break. So it does help in the building of bone density. It does, as I think it helps as much to put it over the bones a lot of the time, so maybe the clay baths or topical application, you might want to kind of take the mask and put it all over your body and stand in the bathroom and let it dry and then get into a tub of water and wash it off, or into your shower and wash it off. I do know that clay, because it's a catalyst enzymes in the body attached to the clay particle in the intestine, and they can make diastase and oxidase enzymes that help enrich the red blood cells. So it's good to take for anemia. Even though it doesn't pass through the colon wall, the body can assimilate it through these enzymes and making these different enzymes that improve the clay. So it works indirectly in that regard. Elaine Sullivan again. The score was 50. Well, I would say you're very high. I would start taking, you can take a clay bath every night if you want to start with 2-cup clay baths for a week and then go to 1 cup, and then you can go to every other day for a while, and let's get that score down. That's pretty high on heavy metals, and I'd be drinking 2 to 3 ounces of the clay 3 times a day as well. And let us know how you do. If you have to go back, the problem is you have to go back to check and be checked to see what your progress is. So notice where you are now and what the date is. And after you do the clay treatment and go back and get it checked, see how long it was that before you were free of them or they were considerably lowered. Thank you, Ellen. Jim in Harwood Heights, Illinois. How does clay help GERD? Clay is a 9.7 pH. GERD is an a reaction to over acidity. So if you will take the clay, you'll get rid of that. You don't need the purple pill. You can throw the purple pill away. I'd say two days of drinking 2 ounces of clay twice a day will get you over the GERD. It'll help heal the hiatal hernia. It's just amazing. I had acid reflux so bad. I was propped up on 3 pillows. And every night it would just come up. I couldn't eat anything late at night. And it would come up in my esophagus and burn. And this is before I really started taking clay. I had some, but I wasn't convinced I needed to drink it. And the friend who told me about it said, if you'll drink that clay, you'll get rid of that. And that's when I became a believer in drinking the clay. And it's really not that bad. If you hold it in your mouth, there's no taste. It's just cold. When you swallow it, you get a little bit of a chalkiness, and you take one sip of clay and water, and that's gone. So it's not hard to take. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're free of questions for a while. I'm going to go over to our conference page and see if anyone listening in would like to ask a question. If you do, if you press star 2 on your phone, I can come in and open the line and you can ask me a question. That's star two. I've had some interesting testimonials lately. One lady had a rash on her legs, and there were little itchy bumps that broke out all over her legs, and she showed me the picture, and we got her taking the clay baths and putting the clay on there, and in 2 days the bumps were drying up and the itching was gone. She was just amazed. I get so many testimonials every day, and it's amazing. Okay, I have a caller. Just a moment. You're on the line. This is Perry. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the line.
Hi. This is Alma from Baton Rouge.
Hi,
can you hear
Alma.
Me now?
How are you doing? Yes, uh-huh.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about using it for pets. I have a cat who's a semi-feral. Even though I've had her several years, she still remains pretty feral. And she had a sore paw. She was holding that paw up, and I was able to look at it, and I was afraid she was going to bite me. And it was very red and very sore. And I managed to get some clay on it, not too well, but I wasn't even able to clean it. You know, I'd like to have cleaned it off. It wasn't an open wound. It was just very red. Anyway, but I was able to put the clay without her biting me. And about 15 or 20 minutes later, I came back with some more clay. I'd gotten it too thick, and I was going to put some on top of her paw. And she allowed me to touch her foot that time, and without, you know, attempting to bite me. And on that 15 to 20 minute period, apparently the clay took the pain away, so that she allowed me to take her paw and, you know, and her foot. And so I was just amazed at how quickly it takes away pain.
It really does, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's amazing how quickly it does, and the animals instinctively learn that the clay is beneficial to them. We've got some cats and dogs that won't eat their food unless you put the clay in it, and if you leave it out, they'll sit there and look at you. So they know it's beneficial to them, and animals in the wild will find clay to wallow in, or a clay lick for when they're sick. So that's a very good example. She knew you weren't going to hurt her and that it was going to help. So she was more
well,
open
the first
and
time, she didn't know that the first time. I mean, she tried, you know, I was afraid she was going to bite me. But in about 15 or 20 minutes, when I returned, apparently it wasn't painful anymore. So that's when she allowed me to put more clay. And then she almost licked the clay in the bowl, you know, that where I was applying
uh-huh.
it. And she leaned over and she looked at it. She kind of sniffed it, and she acted like she was going to lick it. And then she kind of, you know, decided not to. But that was interesting too. And I do want to start giving her some, because she's kind of debilitated. And so you say an ounce, an ounce of either an ounce of clay water or one teaspoon of the mask, is that what you recommend per day?
Yes, and just mix it in their food or pour it over their food, yes.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
And thank you for that testimonial. That's good to hear. All right. Anyone else with a question they'd like to ask, press star two on your phone. I'm going to slip back over and see if we have any more questions on the Q&A line. Take a minute to go back. And okay, there are no questions there now. And let me get to the conference line. All right, I have another caller. All right, hello? You're on the air?
Hi, Perry. How are you?
I'm fine. And who do we have here?
This is Marie from Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. How can I help you, Marie?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I'm glad to hear that you're doing well over there. And
thank you.
We'll definitely pray for your grandson's friend. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell you an application that maybe people might be interested in.
Always. Good to hear.
My daughter told me she had like two or maybe even three cavities. And I have a lot of problems with my teeth, and I had root canals that poisoned my jawbone, and it made me systemically ill and chronically ill for a number of years now, and I'm always trying to. I haven't been sticking with my clay, but I started this application the other day that I need to really stick with. And I really could feel the difference after just doing it. And what I did was I don't really like putting the clay powder in my mouth because I've lost so many teeth, I really don't have a way to keep the powder in there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took a tea bag. I don't know if I got this from you or where I got it from, but I took a tea bag, I cut off the top of it, I poured out the insides, and then I put some clay in there, maybe about half a teaspoon to a teaspoon, and then I added some diatomaceous earth, because it's like high in minerals, like clay is. So, and then I rolled it up, folded it over, and then rolled it up. And then, you know, I didn't put too much in so it wouldn't make it uncomfortable in my mouth. And then I wet it with some water, and then just popped it in my mouth where it was, mm-hmm. my tooth is bothering me. And I have a cavity that's under the gum, so it's going to be a real challenge to get that to heal. And then I just kept it in there for as long as I could, you know, felt like it, and then I took it out. But I just wanted to let you know that it's a nice, cleaner and neater way to.
Yeah, I like that. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think I got it. I think I got it from charcoalremedies.com because charcoal is similar to bentonite. But another thing is, what was I going to say? I don't know. I do a lot of medical reading, so I don't know where I get this stuff from. But for some reason, I read somewhere that in France, you can go into drugstores in France, supposedly, if I'm not mistaken, and buy clay in chunks and put them in your mouth and suck on them because they know the benefits of sucking on clay, you know, it'll,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you keep it in your mouth for a while, it's going to clean your blood. And I read somewhere that somebody kept some body part a lot. This is kind of weird, but somebody kept some kind of living body part alive for like 20 years just by changing the water every day.
It was, yes, it's an experiment they did with the chicken cell.
Okay.
And the thing was that age doesn't kill people. Toxins kill people.
Right,
so
dirty blood. Dirty bodies.
For many years, I think it was 21 years, they kept this chicken cell alive. Excuse me, I've had allergies lately, and my throat's irritated. I need to drink water. They kept this chicken cell alive because they changed the solution it was in. The nutrients it was in every mm-hmm. night. And one night the attendant forgot to change it in the cell died.
Right. So I probably
so there's
got that
a lot of benefits to it. And that's an excellent, I love new ideas on how to use the clay. And that little tea bag might work too, doing it like you said and putting it over your closed eyelid like that. So you'd still get, you know, wetting it and putting it over your closed eyelid for,
mm-hmm.
when you have your eyes irritated rather than putting the mask directly on the skin. I like it on the skin. It feels very cool and soothing.
Yeah, I would not have any problem putting it on my skin, on my eyes.
Yeah.
In fact, I need to do that, as I get older. Well, I'm starting I like I said, I do a lot of medical reading, and I learned about turpentine, which is just the real good stuff, the natural stuff, is oil of pine from pine trees. And it's really good to kill candida. So as I've been so sick that there's no way I can take a you have to look up Jennifer Daniels to see how to use it, but it cleans the body. It was an old slave remedy from the 1800s, and this doctor, Dr. Daniels, discovered it when she was homeschooling her kids.
You're fading a little bit. Can you talk louder?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know why. So I can feel that as the dial, I just rub it. I mix it with coconut oil and I put it on my skin because I'm trying to start really slow. I can see that the die-off is, like, affecting my eyes because, you know.
Excellent.
Yes. So to help my eyes out, and I wanted to, you know, I want to clean my eyes. So that's, I just haven't gotten around to using the bentonite clay like that. But I bought a big thing of clay. I need to reorder it. I have bottles of clay. I was telling somebody the other day, my health food store. I told my health food store about about Living Clay, and suggested that they start ordering it. And I also sent out an email, and I sent you a copy of it today, telling everybody about, you know, Living Clay, because, you know, people are so desperate for medicines that are natural and that really work. I've been disabled from a colonoscopy, and, like, nobody really knows what went wrong, but, like, the stuff they make you drink to clean you out, you figure it took, like, I'm 57 now, it took 57 years for my body to get that balance of flora in my whole intestines. You take that stuff and you poop all that out, your body is like, what happened, you know? It's so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. So I actually told my gastroenterologist about bentonite clay, and I had a colon problem for a couple years now, and I think I have colon cancer. I don't really know. But the pain has not really gone away. I know I have diverticula. It could just be that, and I'm just being worrisome. You and I have talked about this before. But I did a bentonite clay enema. You just dilute it, you make the mix for drinking, and then you dilute it by half, and that's the mix that you use. And I don't want to be gross, but, like, it really loosened stuff that was stuck in there so that I had, like, chunks that came out covered in white. So, you know, it's a really, you know, enemas are a remedy that people have used for millennium. You know, the ancient Egyptians did enemas. So it's something that, you know, people have been doing for forever. And coffee enemas were in the Merck manual until the 1970s. So, and that stimulates your liver to release, you know, stones. So according to regular medicine, conventional medicine, if you have your gallbladder removed, which I have, you're not going to pass any more stones. Well, guess what? After I did my bentonite enema the other day, I passed a stone that was in the shape of a bile duct, and it was like at least an inch long, and it was a pencil thick. It looked exactly like a pencil, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, so I'm of the theory that bentonite clay also stimulates your liver, too, the way the coffee enemas do. So I was really happy about that, because you can't get healthy if your liver's dirty, and I believe that the drinking bentonite clay, you know, cleans your liver. I just wish that I could stick with it, right? You know, I take so much stuff that sometimes I, you know, and I don't want the clay to absorb my nutrients, so it's kind of like, you know. So anyway, so I just wanted to let you know my latest finds, and, you know, just want to let you know about the tea bag, in, you know, orally. And because, like, you know what I did? I tried to, I brushed my teeth the other day with the clay, and I ended up inhaling it because I had, like, a little pile of the powder in my palm, and I inhaled it, which is not a good idea, because once it's in your lungs, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. So that's not a good idea. So what I did was I made a little mask in my palm and brush my teeth with it wet.
So, well, if you use the hydrated clay and put it on top of your toothbrush, it works as well also.
Yeah, I should have just done that. But boy, using the clay to brush my teeth felt amazing. You know?
Yes, they do. They really do.
Yeah, so anyway, so the tea bag is just a little bit neater way to get the, to, you know, put it in your mouth and keep it there is what is kind of like my point. And hopefully, you know, if you do that, you can find tea bags that are not bleached, would be preferable to the bright white tea bags because they're bleached and they're not, you know, they're not good for you. So,
yeah.
That's just
well,
a nice
thank you, Marie, and thank you also for the sweet email that you sent out to your friends to invite them to listen in today. I thought that was very thoughtful, and I'm always so grateful for all of my listeners and all the kindness they do. So thank you again for those tips. Okay, bye bye.
Yes, bye bye.
We have another question in our Q&A from Pamela Lancaster. How long does Pamela at Lancaster, California? I'm sorry. How long does powdered clay last? Is it still effective? I'm just finishing a gallon container, and it must have been over years. Seems to taste funny when I pack my teeth with it, but I'm aware of no taste when I drink a few ounces morning and night. You know, it may have absorbed a little bit of odor when you had it that long, and opening it and closing it, it is kind of a deodorizer, and it just hold the odor. If you open the container and kind of set it in the sun, it usually releases the odor. But it's 43 million years old, so if, you know, if you keep it in a safe place and away from strong odors, it should last a long time. And if you're not aware of it in your drink when you drink it, I think it's good to go. So, don't know what that funny little change is, but I'm suspecting it's picked up an odor somewhere along the way. Doesn't take long to leave the can open for it to pick up something in your kitchen, or if you have, you know, one of those little air freshener things, sometimes it picks up the scent of those and holds it. My daughter stored her in the refrigerator, her liquid clay, and she didn't have her lid on tight, and she said her clay started tasting like perfume. When I asked her where she had it and what she had in her refrigerator, then I knew she had deodorized her refrigerator of onions and cantaloupe and all the other things she had in there. So thank you for that. Tina and Melrose, how can you heal conjunctivitis on a German Shepherd eyes? I would take some of the clay, liquid clay, and get a round cotton makeup pad and saturate it, and just gently wipe his eyes and saturate it over his eyes. And, you know, if you can hold it on there for a few minutes with his eye closed, but use the liquid clay and just, it'll be very cool to him. He may let you hold it there after a while. So good question. Judy in Mason, Ohio, how to treat candida and intestinal parasite? How much clay a day? If 8 ounces three times a day, how long do you do this large amount before tapering to a lower dosage? In other words, when the candida be totally healed? well, I would gradually build up to the 8 ounces three times a day. The parasites usually take 21 days to get rid of because they lay eggs behind. But if you're taking this amount, you're going to be parasite-free. If you're watching your dose, your time will probably be less. Watching your diet, the problem is with candida is it multiplies very rapidly, and you get it under control, and then you either have stress or eating sugar and carbohydrates, and it builds back up quickly. So that's why the large amount, to keep it under control. And, you know, you generally go by the feel of your body. But when you start feeling healthy, like you're over it, you may have to be tested for it again to tell for sure. Or I would continue taking it a while after you start feeling good, just to make sure you've got it down to a controllable state. It's sort of hard to tell unless you have to, you're tested again for it. Sorry, I don't have a direct amount. The lady that had the gut issues, candida, the Crohn's disease, the ulcerative colitis, and the leaky gut and polyps, took it for 4 months. And I think now she said she kind of maintains on 3 or 4 ounces two or three times a day. And so, you know, you can kind of play with it and see if you feel the symptoms coming up, go back up again. It's really, without testing, it's difficult to tell unless you're really in tune with your body. Good question, though. Thank you. Okay, it looks like we're out of questions for today. I want to thank all of you in advance for your prayers, for my grandson's little friend, and thank you all for listening in and being there and making this program work. I couldn't do it without your support, your listening, your sharing the clay and the information with others. Means a tremendous lot to me, and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. I love clay and I love people, and I hate to see people suffering unnecessarily when there's something as simple clay that can help so many, many things. And it's happy to have you with me. Next time Phil will join me, I'll be with him. He's sort of in training. So far, he's answered questions and filled in when I forgot things, so it works good for us to bounce off each other. Hope you'll join us again, and have a wonderful weekend and a better week. This is Perrier, signing out.